Hi there, it's Amy Guth, host on WGN Radio.
And I'm Rex Hupke, a terrible columnist with the Chicago Tribune.
Discourse is at an all-time high in this country, and we're very civilized, and we're thoughtfully...
Shut up, Amy!
Like I said, we're thoughtfully having conversations.
Stop it!
Shut up right now.
For
you
God's
shut up.
Sake.
I swear that I will go over
you.
Punch you! You! So, in a civilized way, let us take a look at what's happening in political headlines right now. Hello and welcome to another edition of Guth and Hupke on Politics. I'm Amy Guth and that there is Rex Hupke. It is, we're getting a late start today because we've been battling with technology here in the podcast closet. But hey, we're here and that's what matters. Doing jazz hands. Ah.
Yes, very well done. If you can't have a fully equipped, perfectly executed technological podcast closet, what can you have?
In our next... next time we get demoted from a studio to a podcast closet, I feel like we need to have, a humble writer or something. Not like green M&Ms shit, but just like, maybe technology that works.
Yes. A thing that records stuff would be good.
Right. We get free water here.
Yeah.
That's something.
It is nice. I believe it's filtered too. So
it's fancy. Like there's little ice pellets in it. Yeah. Not even like moon ice or cube ice. It's like crushed little pellets of ice.
Yeah. Artisanal. Artisanal? Artisanal?
Artisanal ice.
Yes. I never know how to pronounce it.
Nope.
Artisanal.
Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. Fancy and vintage.
Whatever I say.
I shouldn't tell a story. Oh, well, whatever. They don't listen. I may or may not be related to someone distantly, sort of, through marriage, who likes to, in her mind, if something is the top notch of something, it is definitely probably French. And so she will legit say, she's never been to France. She's never left the United States. She's never even left the Southeast United States. But she will say things like, oh, that looks classy in French about everything. Like there's a, monogram on your minivan. Oh, that's so classy in French because it's silver. I shouldn't make fun of her.
All good things are French. Well, hey. That's
I mean, I am, so yeah, therefore it's great. But
right, exactly.
My people. Anyway, where shall we begin today, Hupke? There are so many things.
Yeah, there are. There's the George H.W. Bush funeral happening today, despite Donald Trump's insistence that it's not a funeral.
What is he doing?
I think it's not a burial, I think.
That's right, trying to say.
Right, but it is a state funeral.
It's a fucking funeral,
weirdo.
Yeah,
he sent a tweet out saying, this is not a funeral, this is a day to honor. And it's like, and everybody was like,
that's literally what a funeral is.
That's what a funeral is, dude.
For crying out loud.
And then, I don't know if you saw that, I just caught this before we started in, during the service today, he's sitting with the all the living former presidents and the former first ladies as well, and they all are reciting, along with the entire cathedral, the Apostles' Creed, mm-hmm. which is a part of the Mass. And Trump and Melania are not
just
doing
sitting
it.
There.
They're
yeah,
just standing that. There. They're not doing. And it's like, this is like the evangelical, dude who all the evangelical. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? Trust me, as someone who has gone to 80 million Masses, that's, it's kind of like the most,
it's a key
central,
part.
Yeah, it's a
even
central,
I know that, and
right.
I don't know shit about Mass.
Exactly. It's a central part of the whole thing. And they're just sitting there like, the turds in the punch bowl. It's like, come on.
I love that expression so much.
I do too. It's my favorite.
And I haven't, I looked a little bit, but I will look more. I didn't see any kind of uproar about it.
Yeah, it's trending on Twitter now. Yeah, so people are, you mean about him not reciting?
Yeah,
he's being mocked roundly online, at least.
But his base.
Oh, no.
Looking for that. Nobody was like, you should say. Like,
oh, yeah. No, of course. They're not. They don't give a shit about it.
Oh, no. I saw him being mocked roundly. Yeah. That was pretty joyful.
Yeah. You're right. But his base is just going to be like, well, he's just saying it in his head because that's what smart people do.
I'm going to start saying that all the time. I have a PhD in my head.
Right. Only secret Muslims like Obama need to recite it out loud.
Remember the time that Obama was with some people and, looked down for a second and so was 4 seconds late to putting his hand over his heart for the Pledge of Allegiance, and everybody went fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right.
Meanwhile, Trump doesn't say shit for the Apostles' Creed. He just stands there like a weirdo, and it's like, he's thinking in his heart.
And he had a military...
The whole thing was bad.
Everything is... I feel bad because I feel like, okay, you're just going... you don't like him, so you're just going after him all the time. But honestly, this guy does so many just clownish things.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's striking when they had
an easy target. It's not that we're going out of our way to go out of him. Right. It's just like, look at what dumbass bozo did this hour.
Yeah, and he does legitimately, like, disrespectful, weird stuff. Like, they had a soldier that marched Melania and Trump down to their, up to their seat. And when they get into the pew, he takes off his, he has a, like, a trench coat, you know, over his suit. And he takes it off and gives it to the soldier, which is just bizarre. Because it wasn't really, the soldier's not, like, the.
That's right.
He's not the valet, you know.
He's not the valet.
He's not the coat check dude or something. The soldier was kind of like, okay, thanks. Sure.
Thanks, bro.
And again, that may be on, like, Trump's handlers, they should have taken it when they got in the building, whatever, but still
it was a weird move,
right? Yeah. I mean, he should have just kept it and folded it in his lap or something like that, right, instead of handing it to the poor soldier. It's like, yeah, here, son, toss him a fiver,
right you know, yeah, I did, like, feel like, yeah, he's the valet,
right?
Like, here, can you give me a club sandwich,
yeah,
later, thanks,
exactly. Yeah, you guys got any drinks? They need a Diet Coke.
Oh my god, who can hook me up with some McDonald's around
just
here?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What a bozo, just a classless buffoon.
And somebody there was some, it might have been NBC, some place wrote a piece about how, you know, Trump has seemed a little more toned down lately. And they're kind of like praising him and stuff. And somebody was like, you're basically saying congratulations because he didn't, like, pull a McRib out of his pocket during a funeral. They're like,
right.
Come on.
Right. He didn't, like, make armpit fart noises. Right. Therefore, he's a champ. No.
Trump, somebody's. Somebody said, it was along these lines. He's like, you're praising this guy because he didn't pull down his pants and take a crap on Bush's service dog.
Oh my God. Oh dear.
Which is horrible, but very funny too.
I really liked how, I feel like I saw a couple of people that were like, I'm just yawning because I'm bored.
Yeah, right. We're off to a good start, folks.
It's just like a rainy day here, and I had a late night, so meh. Anyway, when they sit down, you know, they, like, exchange pleasantries with the Obamas, and Michelle Obama was so stiff about it, like, ah, fuck, I got to touch them.
Yeah, it's like, get away, evil orange man.
God damn it, who's got the hand sanitizer? That's what we're doing. Right? It was like that.
Yeah.
I'd use hand sanitizer if I had to shake hands with him. Actually, I don't know if I'd shake hands with him.
I did shake hands with him.
With Trump?
Yeah, a long time when he came to the editorial board.
Oh, that's right.
Right after he declared.
Is that hand still attached, or is it?
Yeah, tiny, tiny.
I've been
thing.
Near him. I mean, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I was near him and Melania, and I remember. Actually, I told this story on WGN-TV, and I wonder, like, I've thought later, I wonder if this will come back to haunt me, and it'll be, like, the last piece of damning evidence in journalist jail, so I might as well just own it. He kind of, you know, it's like eight tops, you know, those round tables,
yeah, sure,
of, like, 8 to 10 people, and it's really crowded in there, so everybody's just kind of standing around. I'm facing the stage, my friend is facing the entrance, and we're just standing there talking, and she kind of, you know, pushes on my shoulder so I can move to let someone through, and it's like the Trump entourage, but it's him surrounded by all these dudes, and they push through, and the crowd closes back up, and then she taps me again, and, like, Melania's just back there, kind of pulling through, and she's a very beautiful woman, you know, and I remember, like, as she walked by, I made eye contact with her, and my thought was, and this part I did not say on WGN-TV, but this is a new day, and I'm going to say it now. But I remember making eye contact with her and thinking, like, wow, she is one of the most depressed human beings I've ever met,
yes,
in my life. She just looked so...
Dead inside.
Her eyes looked so sad. Not in a, like, help me way, but just in a, like, she's so, you know, she's probably not even in touch with any kind of feeling of, you know, not that I don't think she's complicit. I do.
Yeah.
I think she's very complicit. Right. But, you know, I just thought, like, gosh, she's so beaten down. She's just, like, blah, checked out.
Yeah, I often get the sense that she's just taking horse tranquilizers all the time.
I would.
Like, yeah, so would I. Right.
If I had made that many bad decisions and I was like, okay, my lot in life right now is that I sleep next to this turd.
Yeah,
like,
right.
My vagina and I would both take horse tranquilizers if that was my life station. Sorry to embarrass you about saying things about horse tranquilizers in my vagina.
It's quite all right.
This part's going to play great on Twitter, Huggy.
Yes, they've been... I've been around worse.
Interesting. We're going to have to talk about that later.
This very podcast.
That's even. Right. I have said way worse on this podcast. Anyway, so that's what my vajayjay and I would do, is if I was in that station of life, I would just stay really drugged up.
Yeah. What else can
I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens, like, after his presidency, because sometimes I think, like, she's actually kind of in a tough spot. I think she's complicit. She's part of it. She's a piece of shit grifter like the rest of the Trumps. But... You know, I do think she hates his goddamn guts.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the hands slapping away and all that. There's no love there. They don't even sort of get along. Mm-mm. No. They don't even have, like, let's just put on a happy face and have a loveless marriage. Oh, no. There's straight up animosity going on there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in future years, because I think she's, you know, if you're married to a monster like that and you have a child with him, you've got trouble if you leave.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
She would not get out of that unscathed, I'm sure.
No way. I have this sort of secret daydream that she has,
you know,
been,
it's not about to be a secret if you tell it.
Well, yeah, I'm letting the cat out of the bag here, that she has been cooperating with Mueller the whole time.
Oh, my God.
That we find that out, and it turns out that she has been, like, wearing a wire or something like that. And I know that's not the case, but
can you imagine how good that would be?
Oh, man. I shouldn't say that's not the case, because, honestly, everything that seems to happen...
Anything is possible in this shit show.
Yeah, and we're always just like, oh, God, you couldn't even write this stuff when it happens.
Right,
so
right.
That would certainly play right into it. But, yeah, so who knows? But, yeah, Melania... Once again today. I mean, they both just look miserable. I mean, it's a funeral, yes, but everybody else is engaged and stuff, and they're sitting there just like mopey. And, you know, he doesn't sit right. Like, he kind of slump. He sits like in kind of a real slump.
He's a slug.
He is a slug. And so, anyway, it's just an interesting day. But speaking of Mueller, he seems to be up to some things here. We had the release of... the Michael Flynn sentencing memo, which should have caused major pants crapping in the White House.
sure that it did.
Yes. Because...
I mean, it's nuanced, so I'd say some of it is... It kind of took a minute on social media for people to kind of like...
Well, because half of...
What does that mean? What does that mean? But there's like a key line in it that really is implying like, homie, you are fucking cooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
I mean, a huge amount of it's redacted, which indicates how many other shoes are yet to drop.
I know. I
mean,
I'm so excited.
The redaction a lot. Well, first of all, I'll recount just my experience briefly last night when I honestly couldn't, I don't know why the MAGA groups and the Trump fan loyalists and all that ever surprised me, but I was honestly shocked by this. So that memo comes out. It says that Flynn has had 19 meetings with either Mueller or other DOJ attorneys on other matters. It, you know, it clearly shows that there was some form of cooperation collusion between the Russians and the Trump team. It doesn't say Trump himself,
right.
You know, but there was in other words, there's definitely more going on here than we realize publicly. So. You know, big deal. And also just simply the fact that that Flynn was so cooperative that Mueller is suggesting no jail time.
That's right.
For a very serious crime is that in and of itself is pretty staggering. So the hashtag MAGA gang all were tweeting about how, oh, Mueller's got nothing. You know, all this and he's just...
Did you read the same 13-page document that I did, fools?
No, I mean, they were saying, like, all this shows that Flynn, you know, all this and Flynn just gets off with nothing. So he clearly doesn't have anything to go after him on. I mean, like, this is called a cooperation agreement. I was like, oh, my God. I mean,
you are not smart.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was staggering.
Redacted doesn't mean it go bye-bye.
Right, yeah. There's just a bunch of black lines on
here. There's a bunch
of
black lines, so they got nothing. There's nothing underneath that. No, no, no. That means something got crossed out with the Sharpie markers.
Yeah, it was really weird.
So the sentence that is really exciting in this here 13-page document is, the defendant deserves credit for accepting responsibility in a timely fashion and substantially assisting the government. Substantially assisting the government. Like that sentence, if you are Trump or one of his people, you read that and you're going to shit a brick.
Sure.
Because that means this guy done rolled on all of us already.
Right. And the government, in this case, Mueller, the task at hand was to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election.
That's right.
And to see if there were any connections between that and the Trump team, Trump campaign, etc. So that's, you know, if he has assisted the government substantially, then that is what he assisted them on. Now, it also sounds like there's other things that came up, because that memo outlines all redacted
many
practically,
things,
but
yeah.
There's three different investigations, the Russia investigation, another criminal investigation, and then one that it just doesn't give anything on. So who knows? Some people were speculating it could have something to do with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
it'll be interesting. There's a funny line in a CNN piece about this. It says, Flynn pleaded guilty on December 1st, 2017. That, for you calendar buffs out there, is more than a year ago.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
I
that.
I am a calendar buff.
CNN. I like to think that I am one of those. I mean, it's also interesting to look at this in the context of the four times that this has been delayed in the last year,
mm-hmm.
right? In that context, too, that tells me, like, oh, there are so many more shoes.
Yeah.
Many more. There is a symphony of shoes that shall drop, and we shall rejoice and be glad.
Yeah, and it's not even, I mean, the week's not over yet. Friday, Mueller's going to be filing a sentencing memo for Michael Cohen and for Paul Manafort.
It's going to be a great goddamn week.
Yeah, the Paul Manafort one is going to be really a big deal.
Because that'll be so. I think that one will be highly redacted. We may not even be able to see much in that.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on how much more he has to keep close to the vest. But geez, I mean, these people and they're. I love the Rudy Giuliani is
an idiot
off his damn rocker.
Idiot. Let's find that tweet
I'll pull that up because
so stupid.
Well, there was the tweet. There was
sir,
also
you do not understand anything about any. There's the tweet. There's a couple tweets of his we need to examine.
Yeah, and there's also a thing he sent. A thing. I'll find it. He sent a thing to to Politico, a text kind of responding to this, and it's like indecipherable. It's so weird. Hang on, it'll take me a second to pull it up, but I'll find it. When that's your attorney, I think he might be running into a few problems here.
Yeah, and I just want to point out like that he's particularly about the tweet in which it proves he doesn't there's a typo and he feels like his tweet got
hijacked.
Like, right. Dude, yeah. You're an idiot. But I just want to as we're laughing at Giuliani for the next several days over his lack of understanding, because basically, he entered kind of a joke URL, and someone actually bought that URL and made a thing of it.
It wasn't even a joke. It was just a mistake. It was a typo. He didn't put a space. He did a period at the end of a sentence and then didn't do a space.
But nonetheless, someone bought it.
Right. He created, accidentally created a...
He gave someone an idea for a URL, which... Yeah. I do all the time. Sure. People do that. Like someone says, hey, wouldn't it be weird if blah, 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 .com was available? We could make it into this. And you're like, oh, that's a good goddamn idea. I'm just going to go spend the $12 now before that's a $2,000 domain and I'm going to buy the shit out of that. So that's fine. That's a thing people do. And especially when someone of note, with a big platform does of course, if I would have seen that tweet, I would have done the same thing. I would have totally bought that.
He tried to turn it into some big conspiracy.
He felt like his tweet got hacked. And I just, as we were talking about this, I just want to remind everybody that in 2017, Trump appointed Giuliani as cybersecurity advisor.
Right. I
just want
that.
Everybody to remember that.
That is a great catch. I didn't even think
about
that.
You think your tweets got hijacked. You
doesn't.
I'm going to have a coronary right now because...
You don't even know what cyber is.
Right.
What the cyber,
cyber
is.
Right? Aaron is good at the cyber.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Here, I found this. So this was to Darren Samuelson at Politico. Rudy Giuliani via text to Politico on tonight's Flynn filing. So this is a text that he sent to this reporter. Quote, wow, big crime for a, all caps, special whatever, maybe a group of angry, bitter Hillary supporters who are justifying themselves by the goal justifies the means, ... over the top in ethical behavior. In ethical, I believe he means unethical, but over the top. No, it's two words. It's
that's impossible.
Over the top, capital I-N, space, then lowercase ethical behavior. Over the top in ethical behavior. But also the special whatever. I mean, he had to be. I mean,
you're
sounds
like so whatever. Like, I am totally whatever about you. I am totally into your special whatever.
He had to be drunk when he was writing that or something. I mean,
had
it's just
be.
Insane.
Had to be.
Absolutely insane.
Well, speaking of sending electronic correspondence like a valley girl, let's talk about Trump's tweet. Early this morning, about he said, let's see where is it? The very strong signals being sent by China.
Yeah.
This tweet closes. Well, first of all, it includes the phrase, not to sound naive or anything, and then closes with, all subjects discussed. Like, that's what you say after. That's what you say after, you clear the air with your BFF.
Right, yeah.
Right? oh, I, you know, let that person have it. All the subjects were discussed. Like, that was just not, what are you doing? What are you doing?
He's so crazy. And the whole stuff with China, I actually pulled the, I looked at the Dow Jones Industrial Average chart to see this. So like, he tweeted some crap on December 3rd about how, you know, tariffs are gone and everything's great. And the market went up pretty significantly. And then,
that's so crazy. That,
and then the next day, yeah, when everybody found out that, of course, that was bullshit. It went broom, like an 800-point drop. So you could actually see, the point where, like, Trump says something totally wrong, and then dink, everybody realizes it was bullcrap, and then donk, and it crashes.
Friends,
down.
I am not a financial professional. In fact, I am one of the last goddamn people you should listen to about money because I have zero of it. But I would just like to tell you, here is my hot stock tip for the day. Never make any financial decision based on what the fuck Donald Trump tells you.
Yes.
That is there. I'm your life coach. Yeah, there. Do not ever be like, oh, he's... Mm-mm.
There's very little thing... There are very few things you can say are absolute... absolutely 100% yeah, correct, but that is one of them.
I don't deal in a lot of absolutes, but in this one, I'm going to say we're going to deal in an absolute on this one.
Just never do it. Never, never do it. And then there was another, yeah, somebody pointed out that I think it said it's either the 5 or 10 worst stock drops have occurred under Trump.
Is that right?
Yeah, because there's so much volatility right now because people, you know, he says stuff and the market responds and then it turns out to be nonsense and the market dives.
I go back to my previous statement. Never do shit because Trump tells you, hey, this just turned into Guth and Hupke on finance.
Yeah, right, exactly.
This got sexier. Yeah. Whoa. Hey,
now, I'm not sure if that's sexier, actually. That might be
FICO
less.
FICO scores, bitches!
Might be less sexy somehow.
Definitely less sexy. And much shorter, though. Much shorter.
Guth and Hupke on insurance premiums.
On I got nothing boringer than that.
I was trying to, what is it? Insurance is there's a word for insurance.
You know, premiums, right?
No, not
underwriter.
Premiums. Yes, I don't know. There's a word for insurance stuff.
Clearly, we're not the people to discuss it because we don't fucking
we're
know.
So cool. We can't even figure out what those uncool things are. I have no idea.
Hey, I got a little blowback on Twitter this week because I had heard the word onboarding like 3 times in a row, and yeah, I hate that stupid word, and that's so I tweeted that. And a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, haha, I work in marketing, and yeah, that's true. Or, oh, I'm in HR, that's so true. Nah. And then I got an email from a total stranger that I don't even know whose Twitter account it is. It's just like a random email, so okay, whatevs. It was like, I follow you on Twitter, and I'm letting you know that I'm not doing it anymore. Because
an email unfollow. That's
yeah,
what it is.
I was like, this is some next level shit
Please
here.
Let it be known that
I will certified letter. I'm giving you notice. But again, I don't even know who the hell it was because like that the name on the email was not like a Twitter account I know or I'm connected to. It was like, because you're so judgmental of people and you claim to be a technologist. I can't say I've used that word, but yes, sure. Okay, let's say that I did.
Sure.
And yet you're such a stupid Philistine in that you can't even accept the adaptation of the English language, so fuck you. And I was like, okay, well.
Well, you will be missed.
So, yeah.
Yes. I mean, person I don't know.
I have not written back yet, but I was thinking, maybe we talk about it a little bit, but I was thinking of just writing, may the Lord be with you. Yes. I thought that would be good. Or, you know. I love you. I thought it would be funny just to write back, be like, I love you. I really love you so much. I did that for a little while as I was getting trolled one day. I just was like, what would I do? Because people were like, call me a bitch about something. And I was like, what would I, because people were like, respond in love, sister. I'm checking on you. I was like, that guy just called me the C word. I'm not responding in love, right? But then I thought, well, what if I extremely responded in love? Yeah. And so I started asking everyone to marry me. Anytime a dude was like, you're a dumb whore, I was like, will you marry me? I love you so much. And he was like, shut up, you stupid lesbian. I was like, I only have eyes for you, baby. And they were freaking out. It totally unnerved them. A woman, not my mother, is speaking to me with love words. What do I do?
Just like threw a monkey wrench in their systems.
I did. Like, take that, incel.
That's great.
You'd send human women.
For a while, I was sending a gif of that gif of somebody running their, like a cat, and somebody runs their finger across the cat's face. It's like,
blip.
until a guy until that resulted in a death threat. Because I was like, okay, maybe people are a little too touchy for this.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Or yeah, I sent like a nose boop on a dog one time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly.
And it was like a cute little pit bull, and I love pit bulls, and they're so lovey and sweet.
Yeah.
And it was a little pit bull who was like watching this finger with her eyes, the, getting close to her nose and almost crossing her eyes. And then like the boop happened. It was really cute. And I responded with that. And some dipshit was like, you're perpetuating the violence of Pitbull. I was like, no, I just...
Boop? Is that violent?
It's a nose boop with adorable puppy eyes.
Would have been violent if the Pitbull bit the finger that was booping it, maybe. But
maybe.
If anything,
I love like the connections that people make. Not long ago, I was discussing the martial arts I have done in my life. And somebody in, not really in the conversation, but privy to, like nearby, said that I was responsible for rape culture.
Because this is a man. You do martial arts?
Yes. He was like, by outfitting yourself with that knowledge, you are perpetuating it and forcing men to be hostile to you. And I was like, well, white man, I would like to say that perhaps you and I have different experiences walking down the street. And he was like, if you choose to walk down the street at night, that's your business. I'm like, that's exactly my point, that I have the right to walk down the street anytime I want with a reasonable expectation of safety. I also have the right to, like, if someone wants to stop me from doing that, to punch them in the fucking throat.
What, I don't even understand the connection with the martial art. Like,
he
what,
believes that, like, by virtue of it existing, that that
for women or just in general?
Like, I think he, I don't know. I think he meant in general because I think he was hella sexist. He was,
I don't
like,
know why I'm
woke
looking for
misogynist.
Logic, this was,
I know,
obviously,
I was like,
yeah, right.
We're not going to win this one. But it was like, by virtue of the, if it would cease to exist, like it would solve the systemic problems in which people are, would need it. And I'm like, well.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Ever heard.
Just
ever heard. Yeah. Like, that's not how progress is made.
Right. Yeah. Like, is that, like, if, I mean, you could say the same thing about, like, you know, a knife. So, you know, well, if you didn't have knives, then you wouldn't carry a knife for protection. That's just bizarre.
No, it's even dumber than that, actually.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I couldn't even find a, like, a, you know,
a
thing to,
yeah.
Yeah, because it's too stupid. Oh, well.
Wow, that's a weird one. You got
so,
me there. That's a puzzler.
Amy Guth, comma, responsible for rape culture, I guess.
Yeah, with her karate.
I'd like to log an objection to that.
Yeah.
That I don't quite agree that I'm responsible for rape culture, nor do I perpetuate it. But apples and oranges here, people. Potato, potato.
I'm going to give you a white guy pass on that one.
Thank you. White men, will you please forgive me this one?
I will give you a card that you can present as a get out of white guy.
That would be hilarious.
Accusations free.
Exactly. You can make like a little graphic and I'll just tweet it at people. Yes. I'm sorry, Rex Hupke, comma, white man, said that I don't have to listen to this. Yes. Thank you, bye.
You give me a get out of judgment free card or something.
Guess what? Won't work.
Yeah, no.
Totally won't work. Also, that's the point. What are the other things we have to talk about? Well, I would like to say, because we spent such a long time last week talking about holiday decorations in the White House, a.k.a. the menstrual blood trees of doom.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they'd be awesomer if they're menstrual blood. They're just like...
They're just red paint.
Blood of their enemies.
Orphan. It could be orphan blood. We don't know.
Oh, that reminds me of that, of the Eric Trump little graphic. We haven't talked about that in ages. Remember that one?
It
was so wrong. It was like the wrongest. It was like, but father... I'll send it to you later. It's terrible.
Okay, I'll have to see it.
It's terrible.
He did something dumb the other day. What was it?
As per usual.
Oh, crap. I can't forget what it was. He got absolutely trolled mercilessly for it because he... Oh, he was talking about... Eric. I think...
Well, while you're looking up that, I would like to say that on the... continuing the discussion about Melania Trump's beautiful holiday decorations, let's talk about the Be Best wreath photographs that are circulating the land.
Just brilliant.
Okay, the Be Best, if we will recall, there was like a big banner thing unfurled for her big hoopla first lady non-cause that she's got going.
Yes, anti-bullying.
Total non-cause. She ain't doing shit.
No,
she ain't doing shit.
Including putting any thought into the name of it. Be best.
Be best.
What?
Be best. Okay, be
please,
best.
Please, be best.
Be best. Like, okay, be best. What? Anyway, there's a bunch of Be Best pencils, and they have been arranged with very sharp points pointing inward in a wreath fashion with like some ribbon and shit tied around the ends of them and turned into wreaths. Holy shit, I was laughing so hard. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't make... a wreath with a regular goddamn yellow pencil.
Sure, right. I wouldn't.
Because why would you do that?
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
If you're like a kindergarten teacher and you're like, back to school time, let's make some pencils and some apples and like cute little wreaths. But even then, that's stupid. Please get off Etsy. Don't do that.
Well, and the thing too is, I mean, you can write "be best" on anything. So why would you use
pencils?
They must have just
because
had
you have millions of
them.
Yeah,
exactly. Nobody was taking the "be best" pencils. So they're like, okay, let's arts and crafts some of this shit out of here.
But seriously, make a "be best" pencil gingerbread house.
Right. Yeah. That's what they're burning in the White House fireplace this year. Throw some more "be best" pencils on there. We got millions of the damn things. But they, I mean, honestly, they could have done
anything.
Anything.
You could just like
write
that with lights.
Sure.
In
exactly.
A beautiful winterscape.
Exactly. You could have done a gingerbread house with, you know, written in frosting on the ceiling.
I mean,
or
you could also recycle the sumbitches and never speak
sure.
of it again. That's
exactly.
what I would do. But
man,
hey,
well,
that's just
wreaths.
Me.
That those
but
wreaths.
The wreaths, I was like, oh my God, there's so many layers of fucked up going on right now. Because you made your fail bullshit campaign into pencils. Let's start there.
Yeah.
B, you clearly got millions of them. C, you're like, I'd love to decorate with them. And then D, someone was like, great, we'll do that.
What's the ugliest thing we can do?
Yeah, what can we do with these? We can make them into wreaths. Like, someone got paid for that.
Yes, by us. Like, we are paying for the "be best" wreaths.
Somebody
don't kid yourself.
Got paid for that. I mean, yeah. Good for them. I want everyone to have whatever job they want. I'm sure that's a terrible job to be like Melania Trump's crafts guru.
I can't imagine.
Let's make something with "be best." Oh, Jesus, here she comes again.
Yeah.
Some poor kid got plucked from Etsy just to be like, God damn it. Fuck. What are we going to fucking hot glue together today?
Yikes.
Yeah, let's make some more shit with some pencils, Melania. That's going to be fucking awesome. That would be such a funny like
I bet
Twitter
that's
account.
I hope that's what the, you know, the White House gives out a lot of, sends out gifts to all, you know, politics, you know, all high muckety mucks and stuff around the holidays, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So I hope that's the, I hope every gift they're sending out is some sort of "be best" pencil.
Oh,
thing.
God, I hope.
Everybody's just like, oh, God,
oh,
what
God damn it. What am I going to do with this shit?
Mitch McConnell's like,
all
oh,
right, keep
Christ,
it in the top drawer in case they come over, but like, fuck. Like, "be best" wine. Or she made like a bowl of "be best" Chex Mix within a little tin.
I have turned the pencils into a "be best" chest. You can keep your "be best" pencils in the chest.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I actually don't know what her accent sounds like. I don't really hear her speak because she refuses to mostly.
Actually, have you ever seen, I don't know who this woman is. She, on Colbert's late night show, they have a Melania impersonator who they have on regularly.
I have seen her, yeah.
Oh my God. It's
funny
as hell.
Yeah.
It is so funny. And she's just, it's just classic. I like how she's kind of constantly like doing like, like voguing sort of almost. Like, it's very funny.
Be best, Hubby.
Be best.
Be best.
I will.
Maybe we should just change the name of the podcast to that.
Yes. Being best with Guth with Guth and Hupke.
I'm loving this. I'm loving this. No, I'm not even a little bit. So we haven't done predictions in a while. What do you think? So we've got, I mean, potentially a big week ahead.
Yeah.
With lots of memos coming. So what do you think? What's your prediction for the weekend?
I think that particularly, oh God, that sounded wrong too. I think the Manafort memo is going to say a lot.
Yes.
I think because in that, Manafort has, according to Mueller's people, has breached his plea agreement deal.
So awesome.
They have to provide evidence of what he did to
do so.
Right, to do so. And I don't see why those aspects would necessarily be redacted because those are things that he has done.
Those are quite relevant.
I mean, I guess it depends.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine they would be redacted. I mean, if they were, they'd have to be really particular and interesting and weird.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's going to really be a big bombshell.
I'm here for it.
Me too. And the Cohen memo may also reveal some additional stuff. I mean, it's hard to say because, again, the Flynn one was so heavily redacted. You're only able to ascertain that it's a big deal and there's a lot more going on here.
And daydream about the rest.
Yeah,
loving your Melania's complicit or Melania's wearing a wire theory.
Right? That'd be fun, man, wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, seriously.
Because at that point, if I'm her, I'm like, look, I'm dead inside. I'm either going to jump out a window, kill him, and then go to jail for it. And that's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
Or ruin him and be a folk hero.
Sure.
I'm going with door number three.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I take the hard line on anti-snitching, but in this case, get it.
Yeah. Big time. She, I mean, think about it. I mean, she would be able to tell an enormous amount, I'm sure. And also, I mean, you know, she's so close to all this that if I'm her, I'm worried about my exposure legally.
Oh,
because who knows? I mean, who knows what she's, you know, been a part of, been near and all that kind of stuff.
Unfortunately for her.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, but the other thing that I think is going to happen is that Trump has been weird and ranty about China and about some other stuff, but he's been relatively... Well, no, that's not true. He hasn't.
That's
been
not true.
Kind of, yeah, he just yeah, like yesterday or 2 days ago.
He's unhinged as fuck.
Yeah, he was going off on on Flynn and Roger Stone. But bottom line is, I think that the attention George H.W. Bush has pulled the attention away from Trump, which Trump hates.
That's right.
So I think that
how dare that man die? Not everyone's hanging on my every word.
Exactly.
That piece of crap.
Yeah. So I think the confluence of that. Of not being the center of attention and this additional Mueller stuff coming out on Friday could bring about a real cataclysm from him.
I think
Twitter,
so too.
You know, a real crazy
Twitterclysm.
Yeah, Twitterclysm. Yeah, exactly.
I know. I feel like. Oh, and also, let's see. Today's the 5th, so and this Wednesday, so Friday, Mercury gets out of retrograde. So
I don't know what that means, but look out. Look out, people.
So Mercury retrograde like wrecks communication. So things get like communication is more fluid when it's out of retrograde.
Oh, man.
So I'm pretty excited for that because that means, you know.
Guth and Hupke on astrology now. Is that astrology?
I mean, you know, I know some shit.
Okay, cool. I don't.
All I know is that when Mercury's in retrograde, shit is weird.
Okay, well.
And so I don't pretend to know everything about the stars, but I'm saying, you know. I'm willing to give it that.
Sounds like a reasonable.
Shit gets
weird. Yeah, and there's a lot. Yeah, right. So it would be a good time for that.
Yeah, so the timing will be good. But Mercury retrograde or not, I am going to say I agree. I think that I think the Friday news dump is going to be a delight. I think it's going to be actually. I think it's not going to be Friday news dump though. I think it's going to be like probably Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, I don't know when those. I'm not sure what the deadline is for filing those things. I mean, I don't. I think Mueller. My sense has been that Mueller's team just does stuff when it does stuff. I don't think they're strategic about the. Yeah,
Which is fine. Which is great. Bring it, bro.
But that should prove interesting. And you know, I would. I mean, we always, you know, it's the speculation on when are indictments, other indictments, all that sort of thing. When's that coming? And you know, we just don't know. I mean, if one thing. You know, people have recently been talking a lot about how, well, Mueller's clearly getting towards the end of... But
I don't think
the
so.
Flynn thing shows that there's a lot of other shit going on.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah, I don't think we're anywhere near the end. So who knows? It's just impossible to guess. But I do think that this is just another... you can feel the walls closing in more. You know?
Absolutely.
And that is putting...
It's putting Donnie in a mighty bad mood.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's making it harder and harder for him to... Not that he's been able to do much of anything competently anyway, but he's...
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
He's so distracted that, you know...
Can you imagine, like, if your whole day you were spent just worrying about your ego?
Yeah, it'd be weird.
And how you look and how you seem to people and whether or not people like you.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
That'd be exhausting.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I honestly believe that he is a... I personally... And this, you know, this is... What the hell do I know? But I don't think he can experience joy. I really don't.
Probably not.
I think that he is simply, he's like a motivated by, you know, one thing, which is just
ego
and
power.
Right. Yeah. And so that's weird. We'll see.
He needs some yoga in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't teaching it to him. My yoga teacher skills are not for that.
Nope.
If he asked me and was like, I would like a yoga class from you, I'd be like, no, thank you.
Okay, now we're going to do downward facing dip shit. Get on the mat.
We're going to do child's pose. We're going to fucking stay there for a year and a half. Shut your goddamn mouth and just sit there. Yes. Just sit there face down like a bitch.
Think about what you've done.
Downward facing dip shit. Watch me say that in the next class I teach.
Yeah, I will.
I would also like to say, speaking of other talents that I have, I have sitting here, I'm sitting here and I have with my hands. I've hand crocheted the microphone cord here in the
She really has. This is big enough to be a necklace. Good Lord.
I mean, if I was Flava Flav, it's not beautifully done, but it's, you know, it's a crocheted mic cord. We're going to take a picture of it and tweet this out to all nine of our people.
Yeah, seriously.
I like how our nine people are like identifying themselves now.
Yeah, we do hear from people more.
They'll be like,
more.
Hey, listener number 8 of 9. I love that. I love that. I love you guys.
I think that's fascinating.
And I appreciated that we took a break and we were like, oh, no one seemed to notice. And then we came back and people were like, oh, my God, you're back. We thought you were gone.
Yeah, that was really nice.
I was
really
excited about it because I was like, no one cares.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of felt a little
Where's
adrift.
The outrage
yeah.
over us? Yeah.
I was like, hey.
So thank you,
everybody?
Folks. We appreciate you and we appreciate – I don't know about Huppy. I'm not going to speak for his ass. But I super appreciate having conversations with all of you on Twitter when the episodes come out.
Yes.
And I especially enjoy it when people use the laughing so hard that you cry emoji.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Over a particular line that one of us said. I don't think we said anything that funny.
Yeah, sorry.
I may have said something really wrong during the Apostles' Creed part. I apologize, my Catholic friends. I just don't know.
No, I think you were okay. I think you were pretty respectful during that.
Thanks. Yeah. Keep me in check.
Yeah.
All right.
Catholic police.
It's fine. We police each other. That's what we do. Okay. So. We have some predictions for the week ahead, indeed, that it's going to be a good one. This time next week, who knows? I mean, I feel like we're going to have some peak drama Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I think we are going to have an oh shit Monday, like a panic Monday. Mm-hmm. I think Trump is going to be especially unhinged later in the weekend. And then I think this time next week, I'm predicting some like... I don't know. I also think like something is fucked up coming from like a big industry sector, possibly like Silicon Valley, because I just think there's a lot of conversation going on around that and Sheryl Sandberg and Facebook and all that. Like, I think that's happening too, that will take a political bend, but we shall see. Maybe we need like 2 hours for the year end spectacular.
Yeah,
next
really.
Year.
Yeah, seriously.
We need like 12 hours for that.
Yeah, they've got
We can make it like a pledge drive. Because we could talk about the shit for like 24 hours. A year in review, come on.
Yeah, that would be a long one.
That's exhausting.
A marathon, a podcast marathon.
A week in review is exhausting.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? No, we could not. There's no way we could do a year in review.
None.
Although, maybe that would be interesting. We'd be like, okay, January, top stories. Remember this shit?
Oh, yeah. I forgot what happened last week, much less January.
Well, we've said that many times on the show, right? That we like will keep notes on our phones and shit about like all the things that happened in the week, because by the time you get to Wednesday when we're recording, which is now today, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, that was like Friday when that shit happened. That seems like a month ago.
Right. Yeah, it's really
Damn.
True.
Yeah. All right, I undid the crochet.
Oh, wow. Amazing how quickly and subtly you did that. But it's even more amazing how quick. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's never coming out.
No.
And you're just like, poof. Wow.
Just pull one little
You need to. Down. You could multitask and do stuff like that during this and have an Etsy store where you sell this, you know.
I do have an Etsy store. In fact, I'm about to put a lot of new stuff in it.
Oh, cool. Tell the folks at home what the Etsy store is.
It like. Is me doing calligraphy of swear words.
I love it. It's great stuff, actually.
I have some old stuff in there, but I have new things because I've entered the watercolor phase of my life.
Ooh.
So I've been doing like a beautiful watercolor, and in the middle, it'll just say balls. Sure. So that'll be up for all of your holiday shopping needs if you need to give someone a beautiful watercolor, like a modern looking, I would say contemporary watercolor on watercolor paper medium with like a word like twat or something in the middle of it. I'm your gal and I can ship overnight, whatever.
Nice.
No, I can't. I can't be hawking my Etsy on here, but it's fun. I do it because like I'm a doodler.
Yeah.
To get things.
No, I've seen it. It's great.
To get things like in my brain, I'll sit there and draw while I'm listening to something complicated. So or frustrating, whatever. So a lot of times in conference calls, I'll just sit there and draw little robots and dumb shit. And sometimes mm-hmm. I'll put those on my Instagram. But I started getting interested in hand lettering, and I do little. Like I don't do like. I mean, I can do the big calligraphy, and I'm probably doing more of that now. But mostly, I do like. Pretty little hand lettering kind of things.
Yeah.
And I love beautiful inspirational quotes, but I was like, they're so hokey sometimes. Let's put an F-bomb in there. So I had like, carpe the motherfucking diem in there. And like, that was a good one. And like, fucking be thankful with beautiful Thanksgiving shit around it. You know, I don't want to be like hokey, but I want to make beautiful letters. So that was the solution I came up with.
That's good stuff. I love it.
It's easy to find. It's just my name. And I think I put a shop name in there called Use Your Words, but like word with an E.
Nah, nice.
Yeah, use your words.
Word.
Yeah. So that's my shop. So when I, you know, in all my abundant free time, I'm going to be adding the new watercolor to it. So
Excellent.
Stay tuned
yeah.
for the winter 2018-2019 collection.
Nice. From words.
From words.
Use your words.
Good times, people. All right. Well, that's enough for us. By that, I mean, it's probably enough for your ears. And you're like, please be done. So this has been another fine episode of Guten Hapke on Politics. We will see you next time. And don't forget, be best.